Hey, how's it going? Welcome to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat and I'm here for you. I am here for you. I try to get here three times a week, but you know how that goes. I'm here to cheer you up and help you find those keys to the door that will unlock your happiness. And it seems to be working. It seems to be working. Coming up on episode 499. You guys have been listening ever since the beginning. I think I've been doing this about 4 years now. I really appreciate everybody listening. Gotta give a quick shout out and a thank you to Podomatic for keeping this show on the air all these years. And, if you get a chance, please go grab the copy of the book, The Positive Perspective. Grab it on Amazon or go to my website, bepositivepodcast.com. Grab the book because that's gonna help me keep this show on the air. And it shows me how much you love what I do. Even if you don't read it, give it to somebody. Buy it and give it to someone who needs some positive in their life. Also, don't forget about the text line, 304-506-3332. That's the number you're going to need to call into the 500th podcast live event, July 11th at 9 p.m. I'm trying to go live with video on YouTube or Facebook or something like that. Having some glitches tonight when I was working on it. I'm going to get it to happen, and you guys are going to be able to call in. And you know what? A lot of you have been texting, and because I said if you're going to call in the show, let me know if it's worth doing. And Uriel said he'd do it. Karen with an E at the end. That's weird. Rudy, Cindy, Stephanie. Let's see. There's a few other people. John, Lisette, I think you guys all said that you were going to call in. And you know what? Whatever you want to talk about. If you just want to call and shoot the breeze for 2 minutes and say, hey, how much you appreciate the show, that's fine. If you've got some tips and some suggestions for the show, hey, I'm all ears. And if you see me, when you see me, you'll notice. I want to do this show just because I want to give you guys a chance to actually talk to me. And I want to get to know you a little better. I don't know if there won't be any video from you guys, but you might be able to see me in my studio doing this this podcast. I'm going to try to work that out. I don't know if I can pull it off. I don't know. I have the technology. I just don't know if I have the knowledge. So I just right off the bat, this isn't really going to be a podcast. I just want to let you know that the live stream podcast, the 500th podcast show, is going to be in 22 days on June 11th. Oh my gosh. One way or the other, I'm going to do it. So, make sure you save the date. And it's going to be at 9 o'clock. Was it Eastern Standard Time? Way earlier than I normally do my podcast, but I want to be able to have it at a time where everyone can actually do it on a Saturday at 9 o'clock at night. You don't have anything to do. Hey, call the show. I think it'll be fun. I don't know if I'm really going to talk about anything right now or do a podcast, but let's see. Let me look at my latest messages that I've gotten from you guys. Uriel, you got the book and all that good stuff. That's cool. Karen and John. Okay, you guys are going to check out the show and do the live podcast. That's cool. I appreciate that. Also, I wanted to, I'm hoping to actually, debut some new merchandise for the show. The store that's on the website is going to be closing. I've been saying that for months, but I'm actually going to take it offline. And I'm going to, have three designs of some, new stuff. And, you'll be able to, hopefully through the live show, be able to purchase the new merchandise. And also you can grab a book through the show and, you know, from through the podcast, the live show, and all that good stuff. This is basically just to promote and remind you about this show, the live show, the 500th show. I can't believe I said today to someone, I said, can you believe I've been doing this for 4 years and I've had over 500 shows? I said, I can't believe I could talk that much. And they said, I can. Just to give you a little bit of something and not just leave you with a bunch of advertising and plugs for the podcast, I would like to say thank you for your support over the years and listening so long. And when you text me that something I said or something you heard or something you read in my book triggered something and helped you to think a little differently and to change your thoughts and actually help you to change your life, and you let me know that, that's so cool. You know, it's with the amount of people that have listened to this show, the 800,000, I've lost count. With the amount of you that have listened to the show and the amount of downloads that have gone on, and the amount of emails and texts I get from people just like you telling me how this show has changed their life and how this show has helped them to think about life in a different way with a different perspective, let's say a positive perspective, and they're happier. And I'll tell you what, that right there is worth more than any amount of money. You can't put a price on that. I can't even begin to tell you how incredible it makes me feel to know that my words help you to find your purpose. Because that's what it is. You don't want to copy my life. If you knew my life, you would steer clear of it. But you find your own way, your own path, your own destiny. And if I can help you to realize that the power that you have in your own mind, it's just, it's mind blowing when your mind opens up to the possibilities and you become awake and aware of your infinite possibilities. It's crazy. It's so impactful and so empowering that it blows people's minds. It blows when people tell me, I can't believe that I'm accomplishing the things that I want to do. I can't believe that this happened. I can't believe I'm in the relationship I'm in. I recall one email I got from someone at their lowest point in their life when they were ready to end it all and had no reason to live and somehow managed to find this show. And this was last year sometime. Found this show and started listening to it. Decided not to end it all. And at this time, I think the person was homeless. They had just been divorced and split up from their family. They were jobless. Had no hope, no desire, no anything to continue living. So they were ready to just give up on life. And by some miracle, they found this podcast. And the last email I got from them was, it was about a month and a half ago, that they had got a place to live, got an apartment, got a job, cleaned up, got a girlfriend, and his life is looking so much better. And he said, it's all because of you, Nat. It's all because of you. While I do appreciate that praise, I must point out, it's not because of me. The thing that is because of me is the fact that I opened up your mind to your possibilities, and then you did all the work. I just pointed it out. And when I read that email, I'm like, holy crap, that is so awesome that someone who is ready to give up on their physical existence, ready to leave the meat suit behind. You know, I make light of it because it is just a meat suit, because our consciousness is so much more. But somehow, by some miracle, found the show, and my words and the podcast happened to be just the right one at the right time. And now he's so glad that he didn't do it, didn't end it, and his life is better. And I get several of these kinds of situations from people that are just desperate. They've given up on life. And something made them type into Google positivity or be positive or positive podcast. And that big green logo pops right in their face and they find the right, they just happen to land on the right podcast. And thank goodness, right? I mean, thank goodness that I have the platform to be able to do this and the words just come out. Because as I've said before, none of my shows, well, there's a couple of them that were planned with bullet points and notes and stuff on the screen and but not many. Because I don't want to read, then that's not me. But if I write the notes, then, you know, then it's me. But I like the spontaneity. My daughter compliments, says to me, who is that? When you go in the studio, it doesn't sound like you. It sounds like a different person. And the stuff you say is so different. And such, you know, it's just different. And I'm like, I don't know. That's just, it just happens. And now it's just meant to be. And you're meant to be here listening and supporting this show and sharing the positivity the way you do. And so many of you tell me how you share it out there. And that's why there's so many people listening to this show. Because of you. Not because of me. I'm not really doing a lot of advertising. I put that stuff out there, but I don't advertise. But the word of mouth is what does it. The sharing on social media is what gets this positivity out there. And you're only going to do it if you enjoy it. If you don't like it, then you're not going to do it. And, you know, I'm as positive as I can be. And some people, you know, there's a few people, a few haters out there that are like, you can't be positive all the time. This is a bunch of crap. I don't like your show. And I'm like, well, how many of you listen to? Everyone. I don't like any of them. But, you know, that's hopefully I can get through to them somehow. It's kind of a challenge. But I want to say this. These years of doing this podcast and coming up on the 500th show has changed me as a person as well. It's made me appreciate the fact that we are all really connected. Every single soul, every single consciousness comes from energy. And I say it all the time. You're probably tired of hearing it, but energy can't be created or destroyed. So it doesn't ever go away. It just changes form. And it vibrates at a different rate. And I'm going to get into a couple podcasts about vibrational energy and frequencies and stuff like that that can really change your perspective and change your body and make your body do different things. Just by creating a different environment. It's amazing. All right. Well, what turned out to be what was supposed to be a short little plug for the live event, it turned out to be a podcast. I don't know how that happens. It just happens. And for everybody who's listening, I really appreciate you listening. And I have some friends that secretly listen, and that's okay. I don't know who you are. I don't care. I mean, I do care, but it doesn't matter to me. As long as you're listening and you're getting something out of the show, you don't have to chime in. You don't have to call in. You don't have to email. You know, I would like it if you purchased a book or something. But anyway, that's about it. Don't forget the live event. It's going to happen one way or the other. I'm telling you, I might have to call my daughter in to help me do it or get some assistance from somebody who is a little smarter than I am. But the 500th show, June 11th, 9 p.m., you're going to call the show. You can use the 304-506-3332 phone number. And I think it's available now to call and leave a message. If any of you want to test it out, because we got like 22 days before I can make all this work. I don't know if I can get it to work. Call the number 304-506-3332. Tell me who you are. Tell me where you're at. Tell me something positive and then hang up. And I just want to see if it's working. And I'll play some of this stuff on the air. You know, kind of like the stuff they do on Jack FM when they call in and say, silly things and, you know. All right. That's it. That's the show. That's all I've got for you today. Hopefully you're going to have a fantastic Friday. And you know what? It's up to you. Ooh, that's a creepy whisper, isn't it? It's up to you to have a fantastic day. Don't let anybody get you down. Don't take any shit. Enjoy your day because it's yours. Okay? It's up to you. Up to you. Your thoughts create your reality. Don't forget about that. Your mind controls your body. You are in total control no matter what you think. And when you start believing that, everything's going to change. My name is Nat. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. You know what I always say? I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.